Hello.
Jeez. As I mentioned, I don't know if it's the snow or what's going on, but having phone issues.
Never fun.
All right. So I did get the inspection. It does look like the roof is about 18 years old.
Yep.
All right. So the deal with that is that's definitely going to affect rates. Corey was saying you will likely replace it.
Yep.
And when you do, that will have a dramatic impact on the rates because the age of the roof is one of the biggest driving factors.
Okay.
So my thought, well, and it's also because of its age, even though it's insured, it's going to be so depreciated, you're not going to get much from the insurance company. So that, like, if it's, they're not response, like, does that make sense at all? I suppose I should ask before I start explaining it.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
So there's like wear and tear and depreciation.
Yeah.
So as a roof depreciates, like the insurance company, they're only responsible for making, putting you back whole.
Got it.
If the roof at the time of loss was fairly new, then you're going to get full replacement costs on the roof. If the roof starts getting 20 years old, 30 years old, then they start that all the insurance companies view that as, they're going to depreciate it down.
Yep.
So if it costs $10,000 to put it on 20 years ago, they'll say, well, it was worth $2,000. So that's what we're responsible for to make you whole.
Yep. Understood completely.
Okay, good. So one of the things that I was thinking, we could keep homeowner rates down a little bit by doing what's called a scheduled roof endorsement. If we put a full replacement cost on there, they're still going to depreciate it. So I guess my question is, would you rather pay a little bit more have the chance of more money coming from the insurance company towards the roof, or would you rather save on premium and go on a schedule, which means, I don't know, we haven't done a 20-year old roof in a while.
Okay.
So it's kind of tricky to say. So like Allstate, for example, if the roof's over 10 years, they all of a sudden go to a schedule. So at year 11, they'll say, we'll pay for 70% of it. At year 12, they'll pay for 60. At year 13, it goes to 50. So it's a moving schedule of how much the insurance company will pay for the roof.
Okay. So I plan on getting a new roof, as soon as the weather clears. So, spring, summer, and they said they can do it fairly quickly. So I've already got it kind of teed up.
And are you kind of set on paying for the roof yourself? Because that will help me to know how to write the insurance policy.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
here's what I think we should write it as a schedule because it's cheaper.
Okay.
We could still file a claim if you wanted the time and see. And then as soon as you get that new roof, we'll rewrite the policy or go in and change the policy that has a brand new roof. And that's where, it could literally be $500, $600 a year difference in premium.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very good.
Okay. All right, so my goal is I'll just find the best combination of auto and home then, and whichever carrier that is, that's what I'm going to send to you. And then I think we have everything we need to write the house. And I looked at pictures. It all does look good, so I don't see any issues with insuring that home.
Yeah, no, I don't. And I have the home inspection report if you need that. But the only thing that Corey was asking me to get, as well as my title lady, is there's a rider you can put on.
Yes, we'll add the service line endorsement so that.
Yep.
Yeah, and that one I don't think has any bearing. That's just pretty much, that is a wear and tear endorsement or failure. So if it's just old, breaks, malfunctions, there'll be coverage. I could write it at $10,000 or $20,000. It's usually about $30,000, $30 per year per $10,000.
Yeah, and I think what they said, worst case scenario would be like a $10,000. So, we could do the $10,000.
Okay, that's what we'll do.
Wonderful. I really appreciate it.
I'll get it done for you today.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.